speaking on this program is Brother Kevin T.
Tonight, I want us to look from the Old Testament Scripture, but also to carry it into the New Testament with a consideration of a term that is found in the Old Testament and the equivalent of it in the New Testament with Sheol, the realm of the dead. As we think in regard to this term Sheol, it is found some 67 times in the Old Testament Scripture. And as we think in regard to the way in which it is found in the Old Testament Scripture, from the book of Ezekiel, it is mentioned some 5 times. Also, as we think in regard to Sheol, we understand that in the New Testament Scripture, it is found some 10 times. And this is a very significant word, as God would help us to understand with regard to Sheol. In the Old Testament Scripture, oftentimes, it is in reference to the realm from a dark place. And as we would consider from the context of the book of Jonah chapter 2 and verse 2, it is in reference to a realm that is beneath the earth where those who are dead go. So therefore, as we would consider Sheol as it is given from the book of Jonah chapter 2 and verse 2, Jonah is referring to Sheol to refer to the dead. Yet at the same time, we need to understand that Sheol does not always refer to the place of the dead. From the Old Testament Scripture, the usage of this phrase or this term helps us to understand that God is trying to identify that there is life that continues on for humanity even after the grave. As we consider the Old Testament Scripture, God is telling us through His usage of Sheol and where souls end up going after they depart from this life is that the soul that is within us continues to live on. There is a separation from the body that takes place at the grave. And in the death, we understand that the body returns to the grave, but the soul then ascends back to stand before God in judgment in the day that Christ will return. The New Testament Greek term that is the equivalent, if you would, of this denotes the unseen realm beyond. We draw this in part from the context of the book of Luke chapter 16 and verse 23, wherein that Jesus is speaking with reference to a parable, but yet at the same time, as we look to the story that is told here, it's much more than a parable. I believe that Jesus is speaking in reference to a reality, to a realm that exists. And as we think in regard to the realm that exists, God wants His children, Christians, to understand that there are 3 very significant realms to us. There's the realm of which you and I are a part of here in this world. It has been created by God. And you and I understand this world of which we live in, the realm. Why? Because we see it. It's before our eyes. Yet at the same time, there is another realm where God dwells that we don't know a whole lot about other than what God reveals to us. And friends, that realm is eternity. And God has always existed in eternity, and He always will exist. And still, though, that third realm is the realm that I want us to consider tonight as we consider this lesson concerning Sheol, or also Hades, and that is the place between, if you would, here and the eternal realm, heaven. It is a place where God has prepared for souls to go beyond here. The term Sheol and Hades carry the same meaning most of the time in Scripture. And therefore, it is very significant for you and me as we read and study from the Scripture with reference to Sheol, is that we would understand from the context that we need to study them independently. Why? Because from time to time, they do not mean the same. Sheol can mean grave, but it can also mean the unseen realm of the dead. So therefore, we must consider the context as we would consider the term that is laid before us. But at the same time then, as we come to an understanding that they can and oftentimes do carry the same meaning, significance, hence it does as well to study them simultaneously, to study them together, so that we will be able to fully understand what it is that God has in mind when He speaks to us with regard to Sheol or also Hades. As we think about Sheol or Hades, friends, we need to keep in mind is that Hades or Sheol is a place where everyone will enter who passes from this life into eternity. The Bible identifies to us that whenever man dies, that the body returns to the grave and the soul returns to the Creator. Yet at the same time, he does not go on to stand before the Creator in judgment, or nor does he go on to dwell eternally in heaven, but rather he enters into the Hadean realm. And in the Hadean realm, we understand is that there are two main areas under consideration that are presented for us in Scripture. One is paradise. And paradise would be the place that those who are faithful members of the body of Christ would go on to receive comfort. But at the same time, there's a place of torment. And those who enter into torment, those individuals are those who are alien sinners, who are not Christians. Even we would identify individuals who are hypocrites or hypocritical. These individuals maybe had obeyed the gospel, but still at the same time, they did not remain faithful to God. And those people then would go into the Hadean realm to dwell and to wait until the return of the Lord. And they are receiving torment at that given time. One might go on to say, well, why are they receiving torment if they are there? Or why would those who are in paradise be receiving their comfort? Isn't that in essence their eternal state? Friends, while indeed they will indeed enter into paradise and into torment, God identifies as that every soul will stand before Him in judgment to give an account of her life. And it is at that given time then that man will be sentenced, if you would, for a lack of a better way to state it, as we would stand before God. And those who are Christians, we will go on to receive the eternal reward of heaven. And those who are lost, they will go on to receive eternal condemnation, separated from the presence of our God. Friends, also tonight I want us to understand is that the term Sheol, also Hades, identifies that there is a place where these individuals are conscious of all that is going on round and about them. There is a doctrine that is presented amongst the denominational world that contends that there is soul sleeping. That whenever an individual passes from this life is that their soul enters into a place of almost no existence, but yet at the same time it does exist. It's a little confusing to me. It's the way in which they present it. And in that, though, as it would continue to exist, it sleeps. It's not aware of anything at all. Now, I would agree that they're not aware of things that are going on in this world. But yet at the same time, the Old Testament Scripture and also the New Testament identifies to us as that these souls are not sleeping. These souls are very much aware, very much attuned to the things that are going on, but more specifically, to the things that are past. Take into consideration in torment the rich man. He has a very keen awareness as to his past. And as he implores upon Abraham to come and to dip his finger into water and to cool his tongue because he is in torment, he also desires for one to go back and to warn his brethren who are not living according to the will of God. Does that individual understand what's going on or what has gone into the past? Yes, he does. We do not have any picture here that would suggest that he understands at that given time as to what they're doing. But he knows that at the time in which he passed from this life into the eternal realm is that these individuals were walking contrary to God. And he carried that with him into the eternal realm. And friends, I believe also then in like figure, Christians in paradise will remember the fact that they have lived their life to glorify God and that they stand faithful before God, not only during their life, but in their death. In like figure. They are very much aware and conscious to the things that are going on. As we think also about Sheol or Hades, we need to understand in like figure is that as an individual would enter into the Hadean realm, into paradise or even into the place of torment, is that it closes off any and all opportunities for the Christian. The Christian is no longer able to fall away. Why? Because the Bible identifies to us is that there is a great gulf, and understand this context, that is fixed. It's not going to be taken away. And that great gulf that is fixed will not allow those who are saved to pass on down to the place of torment. Who would want to do that anyways, right? Nor would it allow those who are in torment to come in to paradise. The Bible identifies to us that whenever we die, whenever we pass on and go into Sheol or Hades, is that our fate is sealed. And therefore, this is why God tells us of the reality of that those opportunities have gone. And now is the day of salvation. If we want to be right with God, if we expect to be able to dwell eternally in heaven with our God, friends, we must take those steps in order to make sure that our soul is right. Because whenever we go on into the Hadean realm, into a place beyond, the opportunities are no more. But also, and in conjunction with what we have already said, the Bible identifies as that Sheol or Hades is a place of no return and no more earthly ties. As I think in regard to the fact that there's no return, I know from time to time is that there are individuals who claim to have near-death experiences, and at the same time, I believe that their life is still in them to the point to where they're able to be revived, and we know that they have been revived because they're walking amongst us. If they were really and truly gone to the point to where the soul would depart from the body, there would be absolutely no bringing them back. Why? Because those who go on, the Bible in the Old Testament, and I believe it also would affirm this in the New Testament Scripture, says that you cannot return from the Hadean realm. You cannot come back after you have passed on and the soul has departed from us. As a result of that, a consequence of that, then in like figure, there would be a cutting of ties from all of this earthly life. There are those who claim to be able to connect with the dead, and I find that most interesting is that they say that there must be something out there that is holding a loved one, because a loved one might say that they are being haunted by their loved one. That within itself maybe brings challenges, right? Why would your loved one want to haunt you? Or in that they say that there's unfinished business for their loved one, and therefore their loved one keeps connecting with them. And friends, the mind is a very powerful thing. Amen? And also our love is also very powerful. And the desire to have our loved ones with us and to hold on to that memory, I believe also helps to drive or to motivate that school of thought. As we understand what the Bible says with reference to the fact that there are no more earthly ties, that would do away with the idea of spirits lingering on after they have died. Why? Because they've gone on into Sheol or the Hadean realm, either into paradise or the place of torment. But then also, think with regard to this, I believe that there would be no guardian angels. There are individuals who believe that angels are sent to guard over us. That within itself is another sermon. But in some parts, some people say that those who have passed on have returned to be guardian angels. People, we do not become angels whenever we ascend, whenever we go on in to dwell with God. We become a spirit being and we will take upon ourselves another form. The angels were created by God as angels, and we were created as humans. And there will be this spirit transformation that will take place whenever we stand before God in judgment, or in the resurrection rather. The Bible tells us concerning these vital doctrinal matters that there is a place not only in heaven prepared for us, but there is a place, Sheol, or even Hades, that is prepared for the Christian. Paradise, where that God stands willing and desirous to give us comfort from the toils that we go through in this life. But friends, also, there is a place of torment, is that individuals ought to fear, and individuals in that fear ought to turn in love to God, to serve Him faithfully, so that they too shall have hope beyond this life in the Hadean realm, to look even beyond there to an eternal life in heaven with God someday. Tonight, if you're here and you're outside of the body of Christ, we want to extend the Lord's invitation to you to become a Christian, to put Christ on in baptism, to have your sins washed away, and then that you might be able to live your life faithfully before Him. If you're here tonight and you are an erring member of the church, we want you to know that God loves you, we love you, and we know that God stands willing and ready to forgive you of all unrighteousness, and we beg and plead with you that if you are an erring brother and sister in Christ, respond, and we will pray with you and for you that you might be restored before God. Please come as